We've had three resignations at stockbroker Davy this weekend following the €4.13 million fine by the central bank over a bond deal scandal. Its chief executive, head of bonds and deputy chairman are all stepping down from their roles. Should more heads roll, and will the central bank now focus on the behaviour of the individuals involved? John O'Connell is general secretary of the Financial Services Union. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
The central bank didn't mince its words. Davy acted in a reckless manner in allowing this deal to go ahead. The firm's been fined. We've had the three senior resignations and a review taking place. But is that sufficient?
I don't think so. I think, given the lack of transparency and the fact that the central bank accused Davies of being vague and misleading at the start of the investigation, I think there's a reputational issue here for the whole sector that needs to be addressed, and it needs to be investigated further very quickly. I think the length of the investigation needs explaining as well, why it took that long to get to this point. But I think there needs to be a very thorough review independently of Davies to see what else is there in terms of the operation of Davies.
What's been the reaction of the members that you represent who work within the stockbroking firm?
I think in terms of the how people feel about it is that it's a dem and us. It's more of the dem and us. It goes to culture. It questions why the Sears legislation isn't in place. And it also highlights, Mary, the fact that no one was speaking up. So the initiatives to get people to speak up, particularly in the finance sector, are not working and certainly didn't work in this instance.
You raise the Sears legislation. This is the Senior Executive Accountability Regime. It's in the programme for government. The Minister for Finance says heads of bill, they're coming, it's on the way. What difference would it make?
I think in terms of accountability, it's changing and shifting from a situation where you're holding banks accountable to holding senior bankers accountable. I think in other jurisdictions, that's seen to be much, much more effective. We see in the tracker mortgages, by the time the fines come to get paid, it's just a balance sheet issue for the institution and they move on. And nobody is held accountable. Sears should hold people accountable.
There are immediate issues coming up. On Thursday, Davy is involved in an Irish sovereign bond sale. Should they still be involved in that?
Well, I think the government has to answer that question, frankly, in terms of, I think the Irish people are looking to see what the government will do. And in the absence of that type of regulation, people are looking to the government to give a lead now and to demonstrate that when wrongdoing is identified, that there's consequences for that.
We will have the central bank before the Oireachtas Finance Committee tomorrow. Should Davy also be going before that committee?
I believe they should. I think they should be publicly accountable in relation to this. It relates to a time where this country was in great difficulty, and I think they should be there to explain themselves and explain why they were vague and misleading in the investigation, as the central bank has said in its report. I think they have to account for themselves.
So you have concerns here around, I'm sure, the jobs of your members and the security of the jobs of your members. I mean, how deeply will this reputational damage affect the company and the client base it represents?
I think our concerns are sector-wide. That anything like this, we need to know, first of all, that this was a once-off and that it wasn't inbuilt into the culture and DNA of the organisation, and that it's not further in terms of the sector. So I think we need to get to the heart of this very, very quickly and understand that it was a once-off, if that's what it was, and understand who's going to take accountability for this beyond the three individuals who so far have been held accountable by Davies. So I think it's broader than that, and I think it goes to culture in the sector in terms of the controls were easily circumvented. We hear on a daily basis the sector complaining about the burden of regulation And this is why regulation is needed. The culture hasn't yet matured to a stage where it polices itself.
The public would find that extraordinary, that we came through a financial crash. We were promised greater regulation, increased accountability, and we arrive here in 2021, you know, a full 11, 12 years on from the financial crash, and we're still raising similar questions about regulation and accountability.
Yeah, it goes to culture and behaviours. So people behave like this because they believe they're going to not be held to account. And so that's why you need a Sears regime in place in order to hold people to account. And it's across the sector that there's a cultural divide in terms of how they think in terms of different things. If you look last week, 100 branches closed in Bank of Ireland. Cap looked to be lifted by the chairman, and yet that bank is at a gap of 24% in terms of gender pay today on International Women's Day. So there's things in the sector that need to be addressed. This is a very important one, but there's other things that are really important to people, and gender pay being obviously a key one.
Okay. We leave it there, John, and thank you very much for joining us. That's John O'Connell, the General Secretary of the Financial Services Union. It's 18 minutes past 7.